Before I begin my homily this morning, just by way of introduction, I am Father Steve Clovis, a priest of the Archdiocese of Portland, who for the last 4 years has been working full-time at Mount Angel Seminary. 4.5 years ago, Archbishop Sample released me from archdiocesan responsibilities in order to take on responsibilities and work at the seminary full-time. And so this past May, I completed my 4th full year. At the seminary, I wear a lot of hats, and I teach primarily scripture. I also teach in the pastoral theology program. I'm the vice president for seminary administration, so I get to work closely with our president rector, our board of directors, Episcopal Council. I work with the Department of Education and our accreditation and assessment agencies. And I also get to work with personnel issues. I like to teach, but perhaps my favorite thing to do is to be the director of pastoral formation. And as the director of pastoral formation, I oversee the program wherein all 140 or so of our seminarians are assigned to ministries throughout the Archdiocese of Portland. I'm primarily responsible for two aspects of the pastoral formation program. The first is I oversee the pastoral intern program, where students between their second year and their third year of theological studies take a year off of school and go back to their home diocese to work in a parish full-time. And so from September to May, they're not on our campus, but rather they're in their home diocese in a parish working full-time in that particular place. And so I travel quite a bit, as far north as Alaska, as far south as San Diego, as far east as Santa Fe, New Mexico, so far. I also get to assign our transitional deacons to parishes during the academic year of their 4th year of theological studies. And so I'm the one who was responsible for assigning to you Deacon, now Father Mark Ullincott, Deacon, now Father Gonzalo, and as of yesterday at 11 a.m., Father Tai Pham. And so I want to thank you personally, and I want to thank you on behalf of the seminary for the generous way that you welcome our deacons and for the way in which you help collaborate with the formation program of the seminary. And I want to thank Father Gary, who isn't here, obviously. But I want to thank him for his generosity and for the wonderful way that he mentors our deacons. I don't think I've ever asked him for something when he didn't reply with a very generous and almost automatic yes. I know I can count on him, and I know our deacons appreciate very much ministering with him. And so whenever I call, I know that I'm pretty assured he will say yes, followed by the statement, "You owe me one." So that's why I'm here today. Now, I didn't say this at the other two masses, and so I want to clarify something. My requests of him are far more common than his requests of me. But he started now to make good that statement. While it isn't set in stone yet, And the students, the deacons-to-be, haven't been notified of their assignments for next year because there are always circumstances that arise that are beyond my ability to control, and sometimes last-minute changes need to take place. But if all works out as it's penciled out on my desk, I think you'll be very, very, very pleased with the deacon who is assigned to St. Edward's next year. So again, thank you very much for helping us and being true collaborators with the seminary. Today is the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And our lives in the church begin and end with the Trinity. We're baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. At our death, we often hear recited the following prayer: Go forth from this world, O Christian soul, in the name of God, the Almighty Father who created you, in the name of Jesus Christ who redeemed you, and in the name of the Holy Spirit who sanctifies you. In between these two moments of our Christian lives on earth, there are other times marked by the invocation of the Trinity. When a newly married couple exchanges rings, they do so with the following words: Receive this ring as a sign of my love and fidelity, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, Father Ty and all priests are ordained by the bishop, who calls upon the Trinity to sanctify the one being ordained for service in the church. And as any of our seminarians will tell you, the two principal moments of the rite of ordination are the imposition of hands and the invocation of the Holy Spirit. And as Father Gary reminds us in his column in this weekend's bulletin, every Mass and every prayer begins and ends with a reminder that God is three persons in one. We believe that God is triune, one God in three persons, because we believe that God is love. And if God is love, He has to love someone, because love does not exist in a void. Love always has an object, a recipient. In every love, there are always three realities: the one who loves, the one who is loved, and the love that unites them together. And even before the world began, or humanity was fashioned from the dust of the earth, God existed. God was love. Revelation tells us that God is love because from eternity he has a Son, the eternal Word, the Logos, the one he loves with an infinite love, which is the Holy Spirit. The God in whom we believe is triune, three in one, because God is a communion of love. As Pope Benedict once stated, God is amante, amato, et amore, the loving one, the loved one, and the love itself. In his very first encyclical, his gift to the church, entitled Deus Caritas Est, Pope Benedict wrote that the church is a community of love, and goes on to quote his favorite saint, Saint Augustine, who in turn once wrote, "If you see charity, you see the Trinity." The Holy Spirit is that energy of God's love which transforms the heart of the church so that it too becomes a witness before the world to the love of the Father who wishes to make humanity a single family. To see the church in action is to receive the Father's touch. To experience the church at work is to know the Holy Spirit is present in the world. In the foyer of the church, there is a sign that speaks volumes about the presence of the Spirit in this community. Over $23,000 given to families and people in need. If you see charity, you see the Trinity. The Trinity, the God in whom we trust, the God in whom we believe, and the God in whom we profess our faith in just a few moments, is not just in our minds. God is more than a construct of imagination, a theological construct. God is love, a community of love. And so today's solemnity of the Trinity is not just a yearly event that takes place on the Sunday following Pentecost. The solemnity of the Holy Trinity can be a movable feast, a feast that moves as we move, and a feast that is celebrated on every day and in every effort we make to live the love of God, who is Father, who calls us his sons and daughters, to live the love of God, who is Son, who calls us his brothers and sisters, and to live the love of God, who is Holy Spirit, who energizes the people of God to be more than just an assembly of people, but to be a church, to be the extension, the face, the voice, the presence of that community of love who is God, our Father, Son, and Spirit.